pretty naive way of getting things done, but apparently that's all he's got. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, if you want to, I don't know if we have any weather stripping.
No.
The stuff at 6. That thing would probably, we could probably seal that really easily with the really, you know, with the thin stuff that goes around the edges.
I don't think
we
have any
of you. What?
You packed the garage.
Lisa, I don't know.
Well, neither do I.
Imagine we just can't go buy some more.
I think, Lisa?
And how much time do you want to spend waiting for them to do anything while you freeze and pour out hundreds of dollars in gas?
Well, then
I figure it's a trade-off.
We can go buy some weather stripping and give them the receipt.
Yeah, oh no. You'd say, yeah, here's what we've spent on this, and we'll give you the balance of the $600. Yeah, no, absolutely, Lee. I think that's what they would prefer anyway. I don't think they want to really get involved in it. Because if they're not, if they don't have a renter, they don't intend on even trying. I think they fixed a lot of the bathrooms for a family member that they thought was coming and staying, and that family member came and fixed up stuff, and then it didn't work out, and they walked away. I don't know. Okay, well, we hang in there, Lee. By your will. By our will. This was the original plan. We just got to be tough and stick with the original plan, right? Okay. Get the master's done. This is going to be a wonderful experience. We'll probably leave in the summer like we had always thought. We'd be here for a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See ya.
Yeah.
Goodbye, gorgeous. Wow. If it's not affecting the microphone, I don't think it is. Morning walk is happening. It's overcast. Stiff little north wind. It's overcast. It's misting. They predict the possibility of snow. The high today will only be 45 at the most. And the car says it's 29. I can never trust that thing, but it's approximate. Anyway, so yeah, and I guess you got the hair ear full of just things. We're going to hang in here for a while. This is a marvelous opportunity. Don't know how much I can accomplish in 6 or 8 months, but this is what we're up to for now. Continue running. Gotta weather strip the house a little better. Make it so it doesn't leak so bad. We'll just save receipts and all be included in the cost of rent. So, it's a cold, wet morning. If any other thing is to be said of it, you'd call it a Lerwick morning. Makes you want to walk quick, let me tell you. I don't know. I'm struggling. Difficult times, but hang in there. We'll get some money. You know, like I said, I some days I'm like hopeful and some days I'm not. People will start paying. For, well, just anything, really. I've got to be careful because we are being blessed. Good things are coming to us. This opportunity at work is really quite interesting. I'm not sure exactly where it'll lead to. But it certainly gives me a bigger well-roundedness. Oh. For whatever it is I'll be doing in the future. Anyway. It's chilly day. Oh yeah. And send away. Ho ho. Lisa really likes that tortilla soup. Movie. Although I think it's got a lot of atrocious morals in it. And, you know, people having sex that aren't married. Shotgun weddings. Otherwise, a nice little, Lisa likes the house a lot in it. So, I don't know. So I guess I haven't really talked about the job yet. It really came up rather unexpectedly. I had nothing to do with it, really. One of my coworkers, Richard, who's an application development specialist, he's moving on to a better opportunity someplace else. And and management decided that they wanted me in there. I guess they want to keep me around. I'm really quite flattered. I think they see more potential in it than I do. But that's okay, you know. I often don't think much of myself, and people say, "Oh, you're not giving yourself much credit." So anyway, they asked me around, I don't know, Wednesday, if I would be interested, and they said, you know, and I said, well, I said, I really need it to be kind of a pay increase. And they said, well, we're going to have to talk about it and see what that's going to mean. And then I got told on Friday that I had the job. It's like, okay. All right. And they're already planning out exactly how the transition was going to go. It's now the Tuesday after that. But this week I'm working on a larger presentation. Technology and Education Conference, which I decided one day just thought I was going to do. I don't know if that's inspiration or not. You could write it off as such. I do. I think Lisa is trying to say, trying to figure out how to stay in Fertalis and make it work for her, and I don't think she got there. She tried, and I mean, you know, Lisa tries things. She works hard, I think, against a built-in kind of addiction to nice stuff. She never had it when she was a kid. But when she was single, and she was single for quite a while, you know, we didn't get married until she was 27. She could buy nice clothes, and she could buy, you know, finer things. She had a decent job, and she had a car. And she dated a lot. And I think it's kind of like being an alcoholic. If you don't ever drink, you never know if you're an alcoholic. But if you do, you may find out that you are. And you've got this intense craving and longing for it. And I think Lisa's kind of the I don't want to say it's lifestyle's the rich and famous type junkie, but I think she wants nice things. And of course, living with me has been an interesting time of not having nice things, mostly having other people's leftovers. She's a good example to me of persevering. I think she does better at it than I do. I don't personally care about nice things, but I think I struggle with being able to do good things, to make progress. I think that ends up becoming my big Achilles heel, is that I'm trying to get somewhere now, and it's just not happening fast enough. Although, it's, you know, progress is happening. Not a bad deal, really, when it comes down to it. For taking care of things. I'm on the way up, and I am getting help. I need to recall that to myself on a regular basis. 37 degrees. That's not bad. And it's as cold as it gets in places like Shetland. Right now, 100% humidity. I don't know what their windy season is. Ours is not particularly the winter. It's not really windy right now. But it is present. It is there. There is a wind chill issue going on. The whole dread feels like... I don't know what it would feel like right now. I could look it up, I suppose, if I really felt strongly about it. It's 11, 12, 13, Lisa points out. And we, once I get this presentation finished off this week, I'm going to start digging back in on the masters. I've been working on a little bit on the edges. Worked on a little bit last week. Starting to put the presentation together. And, need to keep plugging away. Good things will come of all this. What good things? It's anybody's guess. Where are they going to happen? Anybody's guess. But we'll find out here at some point. A little early, like I think I said a while back, that button was frozen, had to hit it pretty hard to get it to connect. No point in making a decision until you get to the fork in the road. So, you know, last year was the whole big thing. It's just, a decision has not appeared yet. There's nothing to do yet except go forward. There's no decision to make. Nothing's been offered. Nothing's been said. Nothing has happened. Therefore, there's nothing to do. At least on that front. So, things remain the way they are. Keep pushing forward, doing the best we can on the things that are happening. Good things are happening. I mean, it's not a savior yet. But these things take time. Like Lisa was saying this morning, you know? She goes, at least you'll be... You'll be making decisions based on, or at least you'll be looking at salaries a little bit higher than you were before. 46 and a half is better than 43. And you go, yeah. With some added experience in another field, professional experience makes all the difference in the world. For all the things you've ever done to make things happen. Looks pretty good. We're all trying to make some progress here. And progress is being made. Not by leaps and bounds. But we're getting ourselves in the circumstance that when a large opportunity does come up, I'll at least be in the running for it. I still have a feeling that I'm competing against people who are, look better on paper than I do. And so it's important that I look good on paper. Where the master's degree comes from. To go up against that. Get more of what we're after in life. I guess it's good I didn't get the job in Rui Doso. I think there's bigger things out there for me. We'll see what comes of all of it. Regardless, things are going kind of well. It's not magnificent. But it's also not bad at all. And Lisa's right, she was just telling me about the fact that once this $700 comes in, well, I think that's a little high, maybe $600, she's gonna start putting that stuff away, various places, earmarked for this and earmarked for that. And that'll hopefully give us the buffer that we need, that we can contribute to the girls' missions that are coming up. We hope. I hope it comes up to Shana. I know at the very least there's something she can do. To provide, you know, to serve, to feel like she's accomplishing what she needs to accomplish, staying close to the Lord, stuff like that. Those things are excellent. And I have to work on that too. Anyway, so I'm plowing ahead. Josh is doing really good on credit recovery. This is to make up for his freshman year of high school out house. He did very poorly. Only accomplished a handful of credits. We need to have 7. He only got like, I think, 2.5 or 3. And, when he was going to school at San Juan, he was a freshman again. But here, he's a junior and cramming away on credit recovery. And he's doing a great job, by all accounts. He's pounding away on it. And accomplishing a lot. In fact, it makes me want to go and work harder on my master's so I can keep up with the kids. He's amazing. So. Anyway, both my girls decided to go on missions. Wow. If you try to push them any at all, they'll spit in their face and swear on their dead grandmothers. That, not having dead grandmothers. We've had a dead grandfather. Swear to death in their dead grandfather that they'll never do any such thing. And, they have to come to these decisions on their own. To know what to do. Lisa talked about Josh a little bit and said that he probably needed to stay back a year and work on something. I don't know, money. It's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. But I think much better to just go. He's only got a year and a half left. When the girls start, coming home, that's when he'll be leaving. So in a year and a half, I'm going to have to be doing sizably better than I am now to support all these people. I'm getting lots of help from the family, which is great, and I'm so grateful for it. And, happy to be here. Happy to be alive. Glad to be here. I keep reminding myself that things are okay. It gets hard sometimes, at least to tell me how rough it is, that I get frustrated. And I say, why did I leave Tucson Carey? Why did I do all this? I mean, I remember the reasons why I did it. They're good reasons. And I'm kind of glad that there's no going back. Well, there could be a going back, but it would be foolish. That, we'll be able to, the road ahead isn't necessarily beautiful and wonderful and easy. Good time. Having lots of fun. Struggling some days. But not particularly on others. I got a call Lisa later and say, okay, I weren't. I apologize. It's a tough time. They're supposed to make us happy for the good times. And it isn't just Heavenly Father, it's some switch saying, that was enough stuff and you don't have to do it anymore. It's more of a, I'm working on it. I'm sure He intervened in this in this job opportunity I have. I need to hang with my original plan. Open yourself up for opportunities and good things will happen. So, although we were looking at buying here, we're not going to. We'll make the best of circumstances. I don't consider the grave bad at all. You know, when it comes to living, you know, the kids call the place Hog Swaller and things like that. And I'll say, you know, it does the job. It's always been the way I've been about housing. I'm much more weird about making it. Making money, getting ahead. So, living tight's not a problem if you can get ahead of things. Sadly, sometimes getting ahead of things, you know, it only happens on alternate months at best. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Lisa passing gallstones and, or no, kidney stones. Interesting thing. But we're not destroyed yet. Hanging in there still. This time. This will be a time when it's like, yeah, I remember, well, geez, tricky times. Regardless, there haven't been bad times. About, like, there's this huge storm that happened in the Philippines. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Now that's hard times. My times are not anything like that. At all. Makes me feel good I'm in the middle of a country rather than on the edges. Waiting for the great storm to come that washes everybody away. Keep on a plug. But the Lord's going to take care of us one way or the other. take advantage of opportunities to present themselves. Because I sort of end up getting, I'm getting an interesting experience that the Linux server admin stuff is good. Doesn't have a lot to do with network management. Put my degrees in. Going into application development, to a certain degree, has even less to do with these things. So I not really. It doesn't bother me particularly. If you're going to be a manager someday, a leader, handle these sorts of things, it helps to be somewhat well-rounded. We'll just see what comes of it. I really don't know where the Lord is leading, but He's acting. And I need to remember that. Walking by the cemetery. Sometimes I think about, which cemetery am I going to be buried in? My mom already has her plot arranged for in Clovis, next to her parents, or her grandparents, and her mother. Her brother. So she's got her place set aside, but I don't think I'm done yet. I always thought about being buried at sea, but maybe I'll live through the millennium and that won't be the issue anymore. We won't worry about burying people. Maybe that's what it is. Don't give it a lot of thought. Don't spend a lot of money on it because it may not be an issue. And we'll just see what comes of it. I have a plan and a goal. I guess I do. You know, the master's ends up being a goal. It's kind of a short-term one. You know, when you say, what's your mission statement? And I go, I'm going to celebrate my 50th birthday in London. I don't know what that indicates. You know, am I going to be living there? or near there, somewhere around there. Or am I going to have enough money that I can arrange for a trip over there? Lisa and I? Guess go visit Shetland eventually. For just gotta go visit. Something I gotta get back to work on. So the great part is that the degree and Shetland have been mixed together. I think that's excellent because that means we're gonna be making things happen. Put the thing on Facebook and actually had somebody get involved with it. Oh, there's a little traffic on this road. Very interesting. Anyway. Day. Getting a little bit wet, but not drowning in it. South has a horrible flooding problem. I really don't know what's going to come of Technology and Education Conference. I thought that it might morph into some kind of a different position at one of the universities close by. We'll have to see. Kind of crapshoot to know whether something's going to happen or not. But to go out there and you do it. I spent a good strong 4 hours on it. Got a lot accomplished. It's really starting to come together. I've only got 90 minutes. To a large extent, I've already got probably about an hour's worth of material, and I've just not even a third of the way into it. So it's going to have to be cut down a little bit. sitting yesterday about the fallacy of misplaced concreteness. Well, putting your trust in a perception. I haven't gotten a really good example of it. I spent about 20 minutes digging around trying to find something. Usually comes up pretty fast on a place like Wikipedia or something, and you can draw analogy from that. But in this case, struggle with it. I guess it's kind of like trusting your GPS system, mapping software combination to get you to a place. As if it has a grasp of reality. Because it doesn't. It might steer you wrong on every kind of thing. And if you operate, say, for instance, a drone based strictly on Google Maps concepts of reality, you're going to be killing a lot of innocent people. Why? Well, let's be honest. It's not, strictly speaking, terribly accurate. It's close. It's close enough for getting in the general area, and you can look around from there and probably find what you're looking for. It's good enough often enough. And that's why the use of abstractions when dealing with reality often is okay. But if you start acting like it is the ultimate authority, hey, my map is right, your reality is wrong type stuff, that's where the problem comes in. Toyota, the car company. Right now, its flagship car is the Prius. Rather expensive car. A hybrid. Gets good gas mileage. Tries to run a good proportion of its time on electricity and batteries. Other people had tried things akin to this and had failed or had decided that it just wasn't feasible. They didn't think they could sell something like that. They all decided to take risk registers, which is a whole realm of business called risk management. Which is the identifying of risks and how you handle them. Well, they decided to use it, and they decided that the ultimate goal was the production of a car, and they cast all the various things standing in their way as risks to the success of the project. Interesting idea. And initially, it seemed to work very well. The car was ultimately produced. Every time they solved one of their problems, and it was all kept, as kind of a percentage. It was all mapped out how much of a percentage of success they should expect once each one of these risks to success was eliminated. And they got to the point where they got all the risks taken care of. They feel they must move forward. Because they have a Prius. You know? Financial success? Absolutely. But unfortunately, has become one of the most heavily recalled vehicles, probably the most heavily recalled vehicle of all time. Multiple problems. To say it's been recalled is probably a misnomer. They found ways of evading recalls. The most recent one they couldn't, because it was just too, I don't know. There was some procedural thing that they couldn't meet. They had to pay fines, stuff like that. See, this is the basic profitability, but they keep working on it. This isn't the Edsel, which when it saw that it wasn't immediately performing up to expectation, that it was pulled from the market. Toyota has committed itself to this thing and to seeing it through. It'll probably succeed. You know, nobody's saying it's not going to, as long as they continue to do what's required to keep them running. It's also become more of a public relations management now for just staying on top of perceived problems. Knowing the law surrounding defects and how to handle them, Toyota continues to be a top buy stock. So you want to hang with that and know that they seem rather committed to things. Well, you see their top-selling car. I don't even know if they make anymore. Or how many they sell. Not very many. Because they're so invested in the Prius. Of course, they still have other vehicles that still sell. Okay, sell quite well. Anyway, so regardless, seems to be going pretty well. Uh-oh, my way ahead is thwarted. Second Street and go across that way. Not the primo way to go, trust me. But workable. Ain't passing by the library. My boy's favorite place to go. The library's glad to have him. Apparently, libraries aren't heavily used anymore. My boys love them. Insatiable readers. And it's also a cheap place to get a video. So, not a bad deal overall. A little noisy here. I don't know how long I'm gonna stay on this road, but apparently it's gonna be a little while. Push a button. Anyway. And it's a cautionary tale about risk registers and their use for saying be very careful. Understand that this risk register is not reality, and the solving of a problem in the risk register doesn't necessarily mean you solved it in real life. Doesn't mean you can't be thrown a curve. Always the cost-benefit analysis coming into it. To say, is this going to give me the sort of return on investment that I would hope? But that's the first step. If you can't get through that step, then you're not handling disasters. There's a lot of good things that can be determined straight from a risk register. A lot of problems that can be solved simply by knowing about them and doing things. Nothing that requires a huge implementation plan to do. Process, procedure. Need to give some examples of that. So that you can talk about how that gets taken care of. And so, you know, you don't have to go through an ongoing mess of rechecking constantly that you lift up your racks from the floor, so if it floods, they're actually a better chance of surviving it. Of course, if you put in an active system, like say a sump pump, for instance, to try to pump out water, that has to be tested. On a regular basis to make sure it's working. You know, replace things. And that's what your, I call it field day. That's what field day does. to give you a chance to check out all these systems. Put it all into place. There's some things you need to be checking on a regular basis, and you make a plan for that, how you operate. Make sure that it's running. To install something and never check it leaves you at risk that a protection system just isn't going to function at all, upon which you are relying to mitigate risks. Another thing that can happen, you can fall into the trap of, you've got to be careful of. You've noticed Obamacare isn't going very well. There are some statements made that bothered people, IT people, you know, when they came back and they said, oh, we have the best people working on it. And then all of a sudden, when things went bad, they said, oh, now we're getting the best people working on it. And you're going, wait a minute. Because both of those can't be true. One of the downsides of outsourcing is that there's a slavish devotion to a contract. It doesn't matter how well you write a contract, you got to know a few things about contractors. Number one, they're only going to do what they're asked to do. That's all they're required to do to get the money from you. If you expect them to be proactive, if you expect them to do other things like that, you shouldn't really have those expectations. Now, a contractor may be willing to do a little bit more that doesn't cost them much in order to continue to have a really good relationship, but that is a dangerous thing for them to do, because then you consistently come back expecting little favors for free. And so by and large, savvy contractors don't do that. And they're pretty much absolutely going to just follow the letter of the law, get their money. There's no telling if courting you as a customer is even worth it. You might decide to stop doing outsourcing, and when you do that, you know, what are you going to do with them? Nothing. The contract ends. Doesn't matter how many nights favors you did for them, they'll just stop working with contractors altogether on this particular piece. That's simply part of the fun. Now, of course, you can have some upsides and some downsides. And of course, we talked about them quite heavily. If you think you've made your decision and you've gotten it better with somebody, whether it's Microsoft with Live 365 or whatever, and you feel like you're just being kind of managed by them, let me tell you, you're not writing the contract. They are. I mean, you can tweak it a little, maybe. But they know their business, they know what they want to get you into. And if you start making these custom choices, you're going to quickly find out that you're doing it their way. The Campus EAI is a wonderful example of this. If you expect to have what could be considered a very customized system built on Campus EAI, you're going to very shortly discover that you're buying a project with almost a certain look and feel to it. Sure, you can dink around a bit with things, but the more you dink with it, the more you're fighting their concept of it. And if your thought is to have a unique and engaging, like, user interface, for instance, be careful about using a prepackaged back end. Oh. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oof, there it is. So yeah. The thing can't be done. So you find yourself trying to decide. You find them coming back and saying, we can't help you with that because you're off the reservation. We need to look at the ultimate value of this. The single sign-on thing, we're starting to develop enough of an understanding of it that we can skip Campus AI. Because when it comes down to it, all they're getting you is a content management system. They've worked to try to integrate on a low level, on a not too tricky level, but things like banners. It's very alluring. But on the other hand, these things are not difficult. You have to buy the talent, but then you can also use that talent for other needs. Where right now, if it's not portal related, you can't use that talent at all. So, good thing, don't do outsourcing, just know the price of it. And understand what it's ultimately providing for you. And that to a certain extent, you can do a lot of this integration yourself. And you don't have to sit there and wait for a company to feel some need to do this for you. Yeah, it's really nice to have a lot of this stuff out in the cloud and to say, I don't have to worry about this, I don't have to worry about that. Somebody else handles it for me. And the fact that it's a consortium of several universities and colleges, to a certain extent, should alleviate a lot of the fears that you've invested a lot of money in this and all of a sudden it's just going to go belly up and you're not even going to have a server to call your own out of it. Of course, it becomes very important. You have to do a lot of management of them to say, I want to see evidence that we've got co-location going with you guys. I want to see evidence that that this is going to be well-maintained over the long haul, you know. Universities are long-term institutions, and they would like to have a bit of a commitment from something. And, you know, KFCI seems to do a decent job. When your CIO starts to feel more like a contract manager than anything else. You know, and you can go in that direction if you like. Anyway, I'm here. It's easy to talk about these things for an extended period of time. Hour and a half is an easy thing to talk because I do it every single morning. And how you're going to get involved in these things. Good morning. Oh, good. Yeah. Interesting morning. But I like it. To change. You don't? Okay. Anyway.